colleagues. I am here today as an example that assuring and ensuring equality, including gender equality, might be or might become one of the government's priorities after years of depreciation of policies and total abandonment of gender equality perspective, overturning policies and overturning gender equality. I am proud to hold the position of the first constitutional minister for equality in Poland. After 8 years, democracy, rule of law, and human rights, also women's rights, returned to the center of political agenda at the governmental level. If there is political will, there is gender equality, there is women empowerment, there is also a strong commitment to building strong fundaments. And this is our goal now, and this is what we are doing. After years of devastating everything my former ministers have built, we have to rebuild it again. And once again, we have to focus on building strong tools. We need strong roots and strong fundaments with tools, with funds, not only for institutions, but also for representatives of civil societies. As we have seen, a total backlash of gender equality and women's rights. And we have seen what devastating effect it has. Reproductive rights, LGBT rights, women's rights, all have been destroyed. Now Poland can be seen as a success story, and still we see, especially in our region, a trend towards portraying women empowerment and equal treatment and gender equality as a threat, rather than an advantage that societies can thrive on. As we have seen the example of the Polish backlash and the devastating effect on women's rights in many areas that it has brought, we have put our strong commitment after 10 months of running with this new government to build those fundamentals on good cooperation with the civil societies and with those who have built that before us. We need to focus on education. We need to equip also governmental institutions with tools and funds. We need to ensure that gender equality is not built on any other equality. We need to address all forms of discrimination faced by women and girls with disabilities, women and girls of various religion, origin, sexual orientation. But foremostly, when rebuilding on or when building, we need to rely on good international standards, such as still not achieved Beijing Declaration Platform for Action standards. We are at the beginning of this rebuilding road, but we put strong commitment to being a role model in our region. Thank you.